VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrne. U.S. President Donald Trump is continuing to cast doubt on the integrity of the national election by expressing concern about potential fraud with mail-in ballots, a scenario that many officials say is being vastly overblown. Trump told reporters Thursday on the White House South Lawn that he's not sure this year's election can be fair.
I don't know that it can be with this whole situation. Unsolicited ballots. They're unsolicited, millions being sent to everybody, and we'll see.
Trump has repeatedly expressed concern about plans by a number of states, including California, Colorado, Nevada, Oregon, Vermont, and Washington, to automatically dispatch mail-in ballots to all state residents for the election. Congressional leaders from both parties are pushing back against the notion that there might not be a peaceful transition of power if President Trump loses the election in November. AP's Ed Donahue reports.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell tweeted, "The winner in November will be inaugurated in January." North Carolina Republican Tom Tillis was asked, "What if there is not a peaceful transition?"
That's a hypothetical. It's not going to happen, but it's a great news story.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says Democrats aren't panicking over this.
We have a president of the United States who wants to discredit people's vote. Really? Really? What would our founders think?
At the White House,
the president will accept the results of a free and fair election.
Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany says Democrats are those doubting results in November.
And then you have that beautiful quote from Hillary Clinton that Joe Biden should not concede under any circumstance.
President Trump has baselessly claimed widespread mail voting will lead to massive fraud. Ed Donahue, Washington.
For more, visit our website, VOA News.